Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way social worker. And baby, I am back just to give you a dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Baby, let me tell you. Let me tell you this. You know, last week we were talking about, you know, evoking and finding the power of your why things are this and that. But I really want to come back and talk about self, and I want to talk about emotions, regulating your emotions and getting in control of your emotions. And the reason that I say this, I have never in my life seen so many emotional tempered people. They jump in their emotions about the smallest thing. They let their emotions lead them. If you don't say the right thing to them, if you don't hand them a plate the right way, child, if you don't hold the elevator for baby, if you don't say good morning, honey, we are in a season where people are emotionally driven. You allow your emotions to be like those small spoiled children that you see out in them stores. Baby, they falling and rolling all around the floor. Honey, just wailing and flailing their arms. Child, we too big for that. We too big for it. When we become old enough to understand to express ourselves in an adult manner opposed to pouting like a child. And a lot of our relationships suffer from this because, one, we haven't learned how to healthily express ourselves. Because let's just be real. You know, when we was little and baby mama done went upside our head, you know, she done whooped us from A to Z. And then she'll tell us, you better quit that crying before I give you something to cry for. Lady, you just did. You just did. So here you are in pain, but you got to suck that stuff up because she looking at you gritting her teeth. So from childhood, some of us have not learned how to properly express ourselves with our emotions. So that not being able to express yourself, if mama or daddy, you know, grandma tell you to do something and you say, why? Child, you done got batted. Don't ask me why. Just do it. You know, so we don't properly know all the time, you know, how to effectively express our emotions or our feelings, you know, because some of them were kind of muffled. Some of us never, we knew we couldn't be able to do it. So we're just talking about being different and just breaking the generational toxic trauma traits that we've carried for a long time, because now it's showing up. You may have thought that it wasn't an issue or that it wasn't a problem, not until you're triggered. Then once you're triggered by it, you blame it on that particular episode or that particular thing, and baby, that thing ain't got nothing to do with it. That came way from back there in 19 so-and-so. That came when so-and-so said so-and-so to you. That came when so-and-so did so-and-so to you. But now you're in a season, or you're in a relationship, or you're in a space where you are being reminded of that stuff. So your emotions, they protect you. They step in and say, I got them. And then so your emotions, either you're going to pop off or you're going to shut down. Either you're going to leave the building or you're going to, you know, find you somewhere else to retreat to. But we let our emotions, because some of our emotions, let's just be real, they're still premature. They're still elementary, because we have not learned how to properly express what emotion needs to be displayed at a certain time. Now, I know I'm right about it. We have not. It's almost like having you a box of crayons, and you have those 8 crayons in that box, but you know what color to use for what picture you're coloring. You know what color to use for a certain object. So the same thing when it comes to your emotions, you have to know what emotion to let lead. Because if you let the wrong one lead, they're going to be like, it's going to show up. But in order for you to do that, you have to, let me give you a strategy. And this is going to make you better. It's going to make you, if you apply it. Now, if you hear it, you know, it may resonate with you. It may, you know, sound in your spirit. But I'm here to educate you today. I want to educate you today. But if you apply it, it's going to make the difference in how you react and how you respond in your relationships. And it's going to even go back to understanding your power of why. Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you allow things to happen that you allow happen? You're going to be able to understand it. But, you know, first and foremost, sometimes, you know, your emotions, you got to talk to them sometimes. Because I say that because I have done it. And that, you know, don't let me get angry. Well, why are you angry? And I don't care what nobody say, because self-talk is a beneficial thing for you to implement in your life. Sometimes I have to talk myself off the ledge, because sometimes yes, I'm a coach. Yes, I'm a therapist. Yes, I'm a social worker. But guess what? Outside of all that, I'm a human being. So I am flesh. And sometimes, hey, baby, let's just be honest. But as I continue to grow with my therapist, with my coach, and with my clients, you know, I'm able to say, hey, girl, because I'm that girl, I don't want to just say something and not do something. So if I suggest something to be done, that means that I'll do it too. So sometimes I get to the bottom of things, you know, before you get worked up and react out, you got to say, okay, so what's the real reason I'm so mad? Or what's the real reason? Whatever that emotion is, what is the real reason? We talked last week, man, we talked about the power of why, you know, understanding, you know, why the why is important. So here we are again, we're talking about emotions and why it's so important. So the first thing that you really have to ask yourself is like, and be real with yourself, why? What's the real reason that I feel like this? And you have to be able to answer that, get an answer to that, because sometimes we don't want to sit with that emotion. We don't want to acknowledge the reason we feel like that. And I'm just going to be honest with you. That particular thing that has you feeling this way, it's time for you to dig in and go back and remember, when was the last time I felt like this? Where was I when I felt like this? Or why am I feeling like this now? So you got to be able to sit with that thing. You got to be able to really answer yourself honestly, because truth be told, you only talking to yourself. You know, we've been praying on the prayer line, and we've been praying for help, and help me, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our leader. He's our guide. You know, Holy Spirit is like, what we don't know, he's there to give us an answer. You know, what we don't know to do, he's there to give us a solution. So, you know, we've really been calling on Holy Spirit, because sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't know how to react or how to respond. So, you know, right off bat, especially if you catch me off guard, if anything catches us off guard, baby, we want to quickly shake back. But we need to, like, hold on. you know, stand back and regroup. You know, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me understand this. What do I need to do? What do I need to say? How do I need to handle this? So you need to ask yourself first and foremost, like, what's the real reason that I feel like this? And you put that emotion there. Why am I feeling this emotion? You know, and then after you understand what the emotion is, why you feeling like that, you've got that, then you need to go back and ask yourself, okay, so is it real? Is this true? Like, what I'm feeling, this emotion, is it really real? I mean, was what they did, what they said, how it happened, does it warrant this? You know, or is this something from old that I have not dealt with, that I need to deal with? And this is really reminding me, like, oh, so hard of what it is or what it was. So you have to ask yourself, is this really real? So what I'm feeling now, is it really toward this situation? Is it really toward this person? Like, you have to really sit with yourself. I'm telling you, when I first came, you know, just telling y'all that we are in a season where people are emotionally driven. They do things because I want to do it. Why would you do that? Because I wanted to. Okay, so why did you want to do it? Because I did. You don't even have an explanation behind it. So if you had an explanation, and then you can dig a little bit deeper, because, like, basically what it is layer on top of layer on top of layer on top of layer. Because to each question that you have, there's going to be a response, and there's going to be a question to that response until you are totally clear and able to say, hey, this is what it is. And then not only that, learn to ask yourself, is what I'm feeling helping me or hurting me? So the way I'm feeling right now, is it helping me or is it hurting me? And if it is, so what will I get out of this if I continue to feel this way? What am I going to get from it? What am I going to gain from this? You know, I've learned a lot of times to, I remember when we had a house fire and I had to call 911. So the man was asking me things, you know, questions after question after question, and I was giving him the answer that he was asking me. And then he started over, he asked me the same thing, and I was as calm as I could be. I said, sir, you have asked me those questions already, and I've given you an answer to each question. You're asking me the same thing. Can you please send some help? And, you know, he said, well, help is on the way. And then, you know, a little short time later, I could hear the sirens coming. But I'm just saying, you, even though you may have an emotion that is worthy to be in effect, even though you may be in a situation to where that emotion may be leading and the right one may be leading, but still, before you react with it, that emotion, ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself these questions and then proceed. You know, as a young girl, when my mom and my dad was teaching me how to drive, we never looked at the car right in front of us. You know, you had enough room in the space, you know, from being tailing the car, but we always looked up the road. You look up the road because, you know, there could be a wreck or there can be, you know, stalled traffic or, you know, the road can be closed. Opposed to getting right upon it and be like, dang, I didn't even see that. Yeah, because you didn't look up that way. So the same thing, we're talking about your emotions. You have to get in control of your emotions and don't let your emotions be like them cheering in that grocery store or them children in those shopping stores. Don't do that. We are at a different age now. So be you married, be you dating, be you in the workforce, you're not a kid anymore. You're not a kid anymore. So that means you have to be able to express yourself as an adult. And adults have responsibilities. So with responsibilities, they have to know how to deal with them. And you can't deal reckless. You can't deal, you know, haphazardly. Like, you got to be ready. So you need to be able to deal with your emotions and make sure that your emotions are not dealing with you. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to see you coming and they're going to say, Every time she come, her mouth stuck out. Every time she come, she rolling her eyes. Every time she come, she ain't got nothing positive to say. She's so negative. It's going to always be something. So I'm just saying, get your emotions in check and be emotionally aware of what your triggers are. Be emotionally aware of your surroundings. You know, if you know that you're in a place, or you know you are about to enter into the company of people and things that can trigger your emotions, don't let your emotions, I'm telling you, your emotions can be your blessing, or it can hold you up from your blessing. So I'm just saying to you, the way you deal with people when it comes to your emotions. Emotions, honey, if left unattended, baby, they will wreak havoc in your relationships, in your personal life, in your workship, wherever it is that you are at, or wherever it is that you are engaged at that particular time. So I'm saying, get a check on you. I encourage you all, if you need a therapist, get a therapist. If you need a coach, get a coach. Because sometimes we can't do things on our own. But first and foremost, I admonish you to go to God and ask Holy Spirit to help you with your emotions, because your emotions is strictly flesh. Your flesh having its fit and having its way. But then that fit is going to wear off, and then you're going to be stuck holding the bag and saying, I could have handled that better, or I could have, you know, reacted differently. But it's too late now. Now you got to go back and make it right. Or are you awkward because your pride won't let you make it right? I don't know, but you do. So I'm just saying, get a hold of your emotions, love. Become aware of your emotions. And if you need help, I'm telling you, go to God first, and he'll lead you in the right direction. I promise you. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining? Because your emotions have you on 5150, wide open, going down 20, I-10, 49, 220, you name it. So until then, come on. Let them know, I done heard this podcast, and I'm getting more emotionally in tune with my triggers and my emotions. I'm going to control them. I'm controlling them. They can't control me. So y'all push past the pain. Y'all persevere. And remember to trust God. First and foremost, if you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, do that. Trust him. Allow Holy Spirit to lead you. And you be obedient. And I'm telling you, it's going to work out in your good, because he ain't going to let us be ashamed. So until the next time, y'all be blessed. And I love you all with the love of Christ.